Perhaps I'm not here to proceed with either. run the show, would be like this.
I have a check, I have to cover international finance, so.
So what else is there?
I thought we'd get that out of the way fast.
We're gonna stick right where we are, so.
Financing problem. Finally got down to be very serious. Bailed us out, got the seventh, or the 11th hour. We just about bottom, there's section 11, White House funds.
I mean, we weren't section 11.
So we will talk about that more, it seems to be well.
No, we don't have a Congress. But in the meantime, we do appreciate you taking some time with us because. And ask about where we are. Don Diggins, Dr. Diggins, President of the Council of Americans, and Dr. Director of Financial Studies, and all of the work, and our rule of special system. I think we all need to, and I think the commission members in the whole field, we're a little ahead. I just work on that, and where I thought it'd be. Would you add any something? We're proceeding with the documents that will become final, we will draft it, and as far as we're concerned, draft it. Because we will, sure, find changes in the final paragraph. Sort of thing, getting ourselves a whole package. We now, we have everything, we're on the floor. Three meetings in July, three meetings in August, this being a very important reading. We may not take all the time, it's a lot of work. We hope to have, I think, a very good chance of having, show us all the original material in. The commission members will be assigned by the office meeting. We'll take a breather. Let the staff draw up what to begin to approach the first and final version. Day four, I look in October. First week in October. Have another look at what we have planned together. Obviously, we need it 2 months ago. By October, we should have pretty close to a final position. Now, there may be some changes in November, December, but we hope to be able to give you some pretty good indication of where we are with the organization. Change here and there. But the fundamental position as the commission, I think, will give you a very good indication late October.
Well, if you are you ready to tackle the controversial issues rules and facts, signals and laws and so on? So you remember a year ago and all this was the every time we have any legislation. legislation in this field, or is it not to overcome or decide that? Always gets into the question, it's the vested interest versus the people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We all in this room, that's a bunch of nonsense. What you really come down to is we're trying to find out what is the best way to operate the financial institutions in this country. All of its problems is still makes all the other countries get relatively small. I was talking to John Cobb earlier today. He's an international analyst. Say, what are the Dutch going to do? What are the Swiss going to do? What are the Germans going to do? They all live by our science. None of you would say that. The Belgians too. I'm speaking in terms of, and they very well know it, in terms of their existence as nations and so forth and so on, in terms of the size of their economies, as important as they are. We consider that some of the problems we've got. I want you to know that I'm aware of the tremendous magnitude.
Always that way. On the other hand,
that you realize this is also some common enemies.
We have what this nation, 10, 15, 20 years from now, what we're going to be. For example, a common that they allow, they're talking, we're going to be teaching something like, they're talking about sanity with regard to steel negotiations.
Well, it will not directly, well, it may, it could have some effect.
effect on that other reverberation system.
Yes, sir. Has to do with the flow of capital. It has to do with the flow of capital. It is just what these people have said.
Exactly. It has to do with that. I seldom recommend briefings for anybody because they're hard on the floor, but most people, I should say.
just when we
have only shown the government, and so far, and to any select group of the top administration people, it will be within the next, probably the next 60 days, shown to some members of the conference and businesses. And I think you should see it.
Could I add a point here, Mr. President? I met with this group at since 2:30, and since the announcement's been made, I briefed them fairly thoroughly on the Lockheed situation, and I think I've got a good response around this table.
Quite easy to answers to that. You can have questions raised. Why do you bail out a company that is inefficient to manage? The same arguments were made with our president. Should the government get into the business of the personnel? I'm asking them, basically a commercial enterprise, and all these are sure the government. So, Vic, you are the board of luck. Probably somebody is here.
Thanks, somebody
we have to ask. But the mic, when they give me those, some of those questions, at a press conference Saturday in California, parents, you have to say that regarding Lockheed, let's talk about whatever criticisms can be leveled at any defense contractor, and most defense contracting is inefficient by definition. Whatever can be said about that, it is our biggest concern.
It happens in this instance.
They were the cause of it. The domino thing, where the price goes, whack.
What do they do?
And of course, the other side of the fire, if you let it go, it darns. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a situation. I don't know. The banks, the airlines,
the ripple effects of this, just the,
what are their, how many, you told 10, how many? Contractors, you know, there are 12,000 individuals, small companies, 12,000 individuals, small companies, large and small, are involved
in the whole Lockheed business. 12,000.
You can see, I'm sure they're all, they're on the floor, die because of what happens to Lockheed. They're all going to be affected by it.
President, those of us that are members of this commission are pretty remiss if we didn't give you a report on Mr. Hunt, who's been our chairman. All of us are amazed at the ability of Ricky to involve each of us in very specific work tasks in these meetings. And through his leadership, has helped, as far as I'm concerned, as an observer of presidential commissions, the greatest personal commission group of commissioners in the history of this forum. And it is due to his leadership.
We'll get another one.
What they say is, hey, never volunteer. That's
in the room.
Well, yeah, I figured if I was studying Northwest, you know, I'd have
to. You could talk about appointment.
I'm aware of all of this. It seems like such a not dull something to you, but to most of us who are necessary to perhaps some of the hard things are irrelevant and not going to seem to have as much deal with it as all the promises that are going to be sorts out.
Figures.
Once in a while, hey, Randall's smart enough to get us arguing with each other.
President Monroe, his intent is a good, not because we're all dedicated and interested, but we all come to defend our position.
Yeah, I missed that part of the reason you're trying to keep the
not only because we're interested and dedicated, but as Howard says, many go, he's out to get commercial bankers, and that's one reason I'm always there to make sure that he.
Howard's a great competitor, right? Mr. President, as a non.
I'm saying as a non-institution, I must say the scholar. They keep implying that they're at each other's throats, but I think we're all impressed in the sense of which their interests are far higher than their particular kind of industries. The real thrust of the writing to me, I must admit, has been their dedication.
Well, to be here is, of course, an old hand around the table. No, all of you are the,
or, and not for, and on the public, or the rest of the
those who examine the financial system at the present time, cannot talk or talk about it without finding funds that are either available, or it seems to me, here to be that you were dying under the major institutions or something like that. So, fight it.
Yeah, but sir, when I say I said, Mr. President, we weren't dealing with monetary policy, you know, whether it's too easy, too tight.
Yeah, that's a transition.
That's one kind of problem. There is another whole set of questions, and that's the institutional structure of the reserve system.
Yeah.
Which, after all, was set up when we thought of the financial system as being a commercial banking system, period. And, well, it's a lot more complicated thing now.
Yeah, we have a lot of training unions.
All 15 billion dollars worth of credit unions. Right, exactly. One out of every 10 people in the country are got an account in their credit union.
I guess the
interesting number.
We have insurance companies.
Well, there are lots of, you're absolutely right that there are very great problems there. But we've been concentrating on the banks and the whole private financial structure, and that itself is the big order.
Yeah, I would move. I just pick the other thing too.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold you longer, but I, since you are all, as I said, we can't afford you, I have to give you a gift. That's the sad thing around here, is all of these are, I want you to know too that while this looks very expensive, but isn't, you don't have to write it, you don't have to report it. Neither do I. These are complex from the presidential seal. The ceiling is about the state group like this one. We have selected you about the American partisan publication. I'll wear it if they do not have my name on it. And also for those who have a little more time off, I always like to find something else to urge you to, play this game. We have had a rich friend. I mean, I don't think he's so rich, but he has a company that's very rich. He makes the Wilson golf balls, so they made up presidential golf balls. And the signature of the president also on. And my two bits of advice that I give with this one. One, I never gave any to the vice president. If you don't mind, just puppets. that's all you get for all your work. And of course, I will see you again when you get your report ready. I would like to receive it after I've had a chance to read it. Don't ask me to pay the bill. Just go on to buy insurance for that. Well, you're quite a, I'll give you the version. Very good. It's the place of the attorney general. You're about scratch.
Oh, I understand.
Thank you very much. Trying to get this man to join us, you know. Don't tell anybody.
I think we're actually supposed to be a lot of
This is right here.
Did you get the check?
Yes.
Yeah.